This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Jason and I were just talking about coffee and how some of the guys, several drink coffee at GCN. But he comes in and makes his. He buys his, and coffee grounds and or beans and makes a pot of coffee. So his coffee costs 7 cents a cup, not multiple dollars a cup. And I think a few of the guys at GCN still have the USA Prepares coffee mugs in black. It says USA Prepares on one side. On the other side, it says GCN. And I'm glad they still use those. Okay, so today it's just me and Jason. And what I'd like to do... Well, first let me tell you some breaking news. This is pretty serious stuff. Puerto Rico had grid failure yesterday. A grid failure. And we've been talking about grid failures for years. They had one yesterday. 400,000 people are left without electricity. Now, of course, that means without refrigeration. That means that... Their freezers aren't working. Their supermarkets aren't able to sell, refrigerated and frozen foods. That means the homes, air conditioning. It's pretty hot down there, pretty humid. So I just wanted to let you know that here it is. Oh, by the way, Jason, Don Wiskin said he was going to call in from Heart Drops. And so we're not going to take calls for the first maybe couple of segments because I'm going to talk about my situation with Republic Broadcasting. Actually, my not situation with Republic Broadcasting. And so if Don Wiskin calls, what I'll do is we'll have him call in after the first couple of segments when I'm finished with my response to not being on Republic Broadcasting Network any longer. Okay? So just let him know that he can call back. And the reason Don Wiskin's calling in is because I heard his commercial. And the word hell, H-E-L-L, was used in the commercial. And it ignited me. And right after I heard that commercial, it was during a break, I immediately picked up the phone and I called the number from the commercial. And he answered the phone. And I told him about his commercial and I told him that it, to me... It devalued his brand. It cheapened his brand. It lessened his brand. And I thought he ought to know that I think that. And that actually I have the right to have an agreement with GCN to remove any commercials I don't like. And I let him know that. For whatever reason, I don't like them. And I just let him know that I wasn't happy with that particular commercial. I have no problem with him advertising. I even bought his products. And they're great. But I thought that they cheapened his message. Well that commercial with... and it was the first time it aired. And I immediately jumped on it. So I invited him to call in today, and hopefully he will. He was to call in already, but we missed that window. And the reason I asked him to call in is, what was his reaction to my phone call saying I wasn't happy with his commercial? I don't think that happens very often. So I'd like, and I don't know what he's going to say, But I gave him the opportunity to come on for about 10 minutes and talk about that. This is not an infomercial about heart drops. It's just about his reaction to my reaction. Okay, so today's class is my response as to what happened with USA Preparers being delisted, or the rebroadcast of USA Preparers, which originates on Genesis Communication, the discontinuation of that rebroadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I've done this because people have contacted me and saying, they've said, what's up? So I invited some of the class, I actually invited the entire class, to respond, say whatever they want, send me some emails about what their thoughts are, about USA Preparers, pros, cons, whatever they want to say. And so what I did was I compiled and printed off some of these emails. And of all these emails, I have not met a single one of these people in person. I don't know them in person. I only know them through these emails, or some might have called in. One is an instructor. So, but I've never met in person a single one of these people. So here's what they have to say, positive and negative. Now, I view all of this as valuable constructive criticism. But not one of these emails was from a troll, because the trolls had all the opportunity to contact me at instructor@usapreparers.com. They had the opportunity to beat me up, but they didn't. I guess it's too difficult for them to do that. But they like to, instead of being constructive, what they like to do is trash us on the internet, where they feel that, you know, they get more traction. So I thought that you might want to hear some of these emails. Now, this may sound self-serving. That is not my intention. I'm just reading and commenting on those emails so that you can hear what others in your class are saying. So during the last few days, this is what some of your classmates have said. So I'll read their email, and I've adjusted it. I just want to make this note. I've adjusted it for clarity. And I've eased up on some of the negatives because it's about some of our other instructors, your instructors. So I wanted to make it a little more gentle. Okay, so the first one starts out, Vincent, I have been a student of USA Preparers off and on for 6 years now. I first discovered your broadcast while stationed in Germany on the Ron Gibson channel. While I was a regular student during my time there, once back stateside, I slowly became distracted by other broadcasters and channels and stopped attending class regularly. After Alex Jones was censored, blacklisted, demonized, and completely banned from YouTube, and Ron Gibson began only hosting USA Preparers and What Really Happened. That's Mike Rivero's broadcast. I shifted again to your broadcasts. I truly believe that you are one of the most important media figures of the day. Your unrelenting dedication to what you believe is right is incredibly refreshing. My favorite broadcasts are those that feature you reading from your book. The details that you provided on your experience painting, repairing, electrical, and discussions on firearms have all instructed or influenced my decisions. While I've disagreed with your statements and positions on various points throughout the years, I treasure your voice. If we cannot hear things that we disagree with without calls to silence and censor, how can we ever learn anything or find common ground? To be efficient here, here are some of my favorite things about USA Preparers. The book. Now, what he's referring to is my unfinished, unpublished, not available for sale book. Kevin. Sharon. That would be Kevin in Florida, Sharon in Montana, Kathy in Ohio. Mondays with Doc, and he means Dr. Shuley. Kyle from Montana. Captain John, that'd be Captain John Reagan, and special guests such as the CEO of MechTech. While that is a list without qualification, I don't feel any need to specify what I enjoy about these guests and topics. What he dislikes, now I'm paraphrasing what he dislikes, he doesn't like Rick wandering off, not staying on topic, outside noises, and the ease of distraction. Rick being easily distracted. He doesn't like that. And regarding Gwyneth, he would like less discussion about past lives and pirates. But what he does like, want to hear more about, is gardening, her take on current events, and the Australian experiences that she shares in class. Tuesdays, along with guest hosting spots from Rich, that would be Rich Sheehan, are some of my favorite broadcasts, some of his favorite broadcasts. However, he would prefer the use of less or fewer catchphrases. Arjun, A-R-J-U-N. He is someone who has called in. He has greatly enjoyed his recent calls to the broadcast. He says the only issue he has is with his accent. He has absolute respect for any individual who came to this country legally and sympathizes with individuals whose accents create difficulties. He says his stepmother is Russian, and he struggled with the accent in German and Spanish. And he would simply like to suggest that Arjun speak a bit more slowly, or write his questions out ahead of time so that he can read them and the students listening can understand a bit better. He has been a great addition to the classroom. I wish I could understand him a bit easier. I hope this message reaches you with, and all commentary is taken with goodwill in which it was created. Keep up the good work. Stay cocked and locked. We're all going to need it. That was signed by Ryan. And, you know, I have a great respect for Amit. This is me now. I'm not reading anything. This is just my comment. I have a great, Ryan from Indiana. I have a great respect for Arjun and Amit. They are wonderful additions to our broadcast. And yes, they do have accents. And you know what? That's great. We can learn. We can all learn. They have done it the hard way. They have done it the right way. And they are sharing. They're giving back through what they've learned, their knowledge, their trials, their tribulations, back to our class. And I love them for it. Now, my response to Ryan was a few days ago, and this was my written response to his email. Ryan, thank you so much for your observations and analysis. I'm sure that you've noticed that I'm solo on most Thursdays, and am so for the reasons you delineated. Many times I've been criticized for the format of our broadcast, especially for the long, detailed explanations and answers that I try to provide, and for the topics we cover. For example, I hear nobody wants to hear about car repairs, refrigeration, home plumbing, wiring, etc. In the early days of USA Prepares, a network owner told me my use of the term broadcast class was arrogant and self-serving. My response was, no, that's what it is. It is a broadcast classroom. I'll be right back and I'll read the rest of my response to Ryan.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So it's just me today, me and a couple of colts. And please hold your calls until I'm done with this particular response to why am I not on Republic Broadcasting Network. So I'm continuing with my response to Ryan's email. And let me just back up just a little bit, one sentence. In the early days of USA Prepares, a network owner told me that my use of the term broadcast class was arrogant and self-serving. My response was, no, that's what it is, a broadcast classroom. Thursday's broadcasts are now fun for me, and I look forward to them. Arjun is a treasure. On Thursday, I may discuss being fired by RBN for the fourth and last time. Rich Sheehan called me today when I was in the studio, and I told him that we lost the race. He said that he knew. I'm talking about the United States of America. We lost the race. My heart is irreparably broken. It cannot be fixed. All due to the sum of the individual greed and individual stupidity. There is no one to call. We're all on our own. We are devoid of morals, leadership, manners, and manners. We don't have a single person to look up to. Thank you again, Vincent. That was my response to Ryan. Here's another email. Hey, Vincent. I'm going to say the first time I heard USA Prepares was in the mid to end of 2011. I was listening to your show for a number of months as a filler before the Alex Jones replay. My impression is at the time was I got the feeling that you were very straight-laced, a.k.a. a square. I've not listened to Alex Jones since the end of 2011, after finding out about his December 31st, 1999 Y2K hoax broadcast. I stopped listening to USA Prepares after I stopped listening to Alex Jones. Moving forward to late 2017, I started listening to USA Prepares show again as I was listening to Republic Broadcasting Network again. It wasn't until 2019 USA Prepares struck a chord with me. I was starting to realize I was agreeing with your mentally, your attitude and approach toward life. I had a sense that you were thinking the way I want to be thinking, or was mentally agreeing with your position on issues. Hearing the story of David from Illinois was very gripping radio in 2019. The issue between yourself and Republic Broadcasting Network is likely due to the differences of COVID. RBN takes the position that COVID is a means for bad actors and puppets to use it as a way of further mass population control. RBN's position is likely that you don't fit their narrative. Steve Elkins is a very reasonable host, but he still has to toe the line on behalf of Republic Broadcasting Network for John Stadtmiller. That is expected of Steve. I have to say the good shows came from you and Steve Elkins co-hosting. You wouldn't be the first guy to be cut. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, was cut in 2018 from Republic Broadcasting Network over a dramatic overreaction on the air with John Stadtmiller. Since that time, Herzog has made one appearance on RBN as a call-in to John Stadtmiller's show a few months ago in 2020 to talk about his COVID experience and some police-related footage. I'm sure that you and John Stadtmiller will talk in the future, maybe have your show back on. Who knows? In any case, I would like to stress the importance in having your unpublished book be completed, available in hard copy and ebook as a legacy to what you stand for. For the book to be a practical guide to life as much as a survival book for the generations. Hearing you refer to sections of your book on air as practical advice is very rare to find. You have to publish it. You need to also collect the gold nuggets of information from your notebooks and have that be part of your published book. And I'll continue with what he says when we come back. It looks like it's going to take me the whole hour to do this. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The Los Angeles area jolted by a preliminary magnitude 4.5 earthquake early this morning. It struck right around 4:30 a.m. It was centered in the eastern San Fernando Valley area. There have been reports of moderate aftershocks, but there are no reports of any significant damage or injury so far. An Atlas V rocket has launched this morning from Cape Canaveral.
And liftoff. As the countdown to Mars continues, the perseverance of humanity launching the next generation of robotic explorers to the red planet.
Weekly first-time unemployment claims across America rising again last week. Just out this morning, the numbers from the Labor Department showing 1.434 million people filing those first-time claims, 12,000 more than the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Doctors say Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's been battling cancer again, is resting comfortably this morning after undergoing a liver procedure at a city hospital in New York on Wednesday. The 87-year-old is expected to stay in the hospital, perhaps through the weekend. She underwent a procedure to revise a bile duct stent, which was originally placed in August of 2019. President Trump explaining his decision to withdraw some American troops from Germany, saying on Twitter late yesterday that the U.S. is supposed to protect Germany from Russia, when he says the former pays the latter billions of dollars for energy. He also says that Germany is behind on its 2% fee to NATO. The president facing bipartisan criticism for the move, though, that will see nearly 12,000 service members come home or be redeployed elsewhere in Europe. And a country music superstar says he has plenty of awards, so he's made a decision. Garth Brooks announcing he's taking himself out of the running for the Country Music Association Awards Entertainer of the Year this year. With 7 of those top prizes already in his history, dating back to 1991, Brooks says it's time to give someone else a chance. He says there's a tweet he received once that's stuck in his head ever since, saying, why doesn't this guy step down and leave it for the next generation? Brooks says he 100% agrees. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, I'm reading some emails, and then I have a pretty long response about my thoughts about what happened with USA Prepares being delisted from Republic Broadcasting Network. So I'm continuing to read this particular email. It goes on to say, Internet... And the author of this email said he wanted to stress the importance of having the book published, my book, and available in hard copy and ebook as a legacy of what I stand for. And it's a practical guide to life and preparedness and survival for generations. So he goes on to say, internet radio audio recordings don't even last more than 5 years on the internet without a proactive, reliable archivist to keep it fresh and uploaded if it's taken down. You're free to pick whatever you want to say on air or not say on air. Do publish your book. And that was from Jay. So my response to Jay is, Jay, you're very astute. I agree with everything that you've written. Your analysis of the COVID-19 narrative regarding Republic Broadcasting is most likely right on the money. Thursday, tomorrow, is a day that I'll be solo. The day I can discuss this issue without any other instructors being collateral damage for what I might say. Please feel free to call in 866-582-9933. Thank you for your insights and sharing your wisdom, Vincent. I got another glowing email from Sandy. She's the gal in California that had the questions on Monday for Dr. Shealy. And it's a long email, so I don't want to go through it, but it's glowing. And again, thank you for all that you do. You're a godsend. My best to you and your family. I'll stay in touch. And take care, Sandy. That's just summing up what she said. And she had mentioned her vision. And so, Sandy, here's my comment to Sandy. Dr. Shealy has recommended taking one drop of castor oil, USB, that's U.S. Pharmacopeia, in each eye, one drop in each eye at bedtime to dissolve cataracts. I do it, and it works. Okay? It may take about 3 months. So if you have any questions about that, just call in on Mondays when Dr. Shealy's in the classroom between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Central Time, and that number is 866-582-9933. Next email, Vincent. Once again, you made me aware and think about all of America going down. Thank you. I'm saddened that RBN took you off their station. Do you think it's because of Steve and John and your different opinion? Your show was always my favorite. Your honesty and your character are so evident, plus your intelligence. I'm honored to know you, Kathy. And she also wrote, I hope they didn't charge you a late fee, referring to the mail being delayed on purpose and my credit card payments arriving late and receiving late fees of $27 twice. Now, that was to Menards. Menards, this is me speaking now. Menards issues a credit card for their store, and they give you 2% back if you use the big card. That's what they call it, the BIG card at Menards. So you get the 11% off, and if you use their credit card, you get another 2% off. So I do that. And, you know, the day that we get the statement, we pay it in full every month. Every month. And Capital One, the last couple of months, has charged us $27 plus interest and penalties for our payment being late. We mail it in the next day. We can't mail it in the same day because the mail's already been taken. But, you know, we pick up the mail, and the fastest we can mail it is tomorrow. And that's what we do. And we pay the statement in full. Always. Always. We never pay interest. And they hit us with late fees and, you know, $27 fee penalties. So here's my response to Kathy. Kathy, when these things happen, I'm the one who makes the call. I thank them, and I explain that the mail delay caused the problem. And if that's a problem for them, I won't be able to use their credit card any longer. They always credit us for the fees, etc. Banks spend over $45 to obtain each new customer. They can either credit me $27 or find a new replacement customer for $45. They always prefer to keep me since they know I'm a deadbeat customer. A deadbeat customer is one who always pays the monthly statement in full and never pays interest nor late fees. Exactly the opposite of one would think of a deadbeat. Thank you, Vincent. That was from Kathy in Ohio. She's a USA Preparedness instructor. Here's another email. Hi, Vince. I think you have a really decent, respectful, and informative program. Hope you stay around for a while. Thanks. Wayne in Ontario, Canada. Now, here's the one that started the whole ball rolling with my decision to air my thoughts. And I decided that, and I wrote an email back to respond to this gal who got the whole ball rolling. Her name is Linda. So Linda sent me an email, and she said she had some questions about Rick and why he wasn't on the air, and I responded to her. And she responded to me, "Thank you for helping me understand about Rick. One more tip. It's for your colts, C-O-L-T-S. If they're over 3 months old, don't wipe fly spray directly above their eyes, because if he sweats, it'll drip into his eyes, and you can also brush the fly spray into the coat, but don't let it seep into the skin." Well, Linda, when I said it's just me and a couple of colts, yeah, we've had horses here on the farm, but the colts I was talking about today and previously on Thursdays, when I say it's just me and a couple of colts, I'm talking about a Colt-manufactured AR-15 and a Colt-manufactured 45 ACP automatic pistol. Those are the couple of Colts I'm talking about. So, she says that she misses Rick and even his entertaining background noises. She goes on to say, "Vincent, you're a patient man, Vincent, and everyone who listens to you hears that. Wish I could help with RBN. Could you talk about that on Thursday? Could you talk about that on Thursday?" Linda, that's what this is all about for at least this hour. So my response to Linda, I decided that maybe I should just say it on the air. And here it is. Here's my response. Now, this is me. This is not an email to me. This is me responding to Linda. Linda, I really wanted to keep silent about Republic Broadcasting Network because anything that I say will sound like sour grapes. I expect to be blamed for what I say. The reality is I know nothing about what happened. I have not talked with nor had an email from anyone associated with Republic Broadcasting Network for about 3 months. No phone answering machine messages were received as well. I'm completely in the dark about USA Preparers being removed from Republic Broadcasting Network. I've been fired, and that's in quotes. The word fired is in quotes. And the reason it's in quotes is because they don't pay me. I don't receive any compensation. So if you can fire a volunteer, then the word fired is appropriate. I've been fired by RBN 4 times. And this is the last time. I mistakenly thought that we broadcasters were the last of those in the alternative media who were actually independent of some kind of hidden agenda. But that's not true. Many listeners believe that radio is not biased. But some broadcasters pay to be on the air. They pay to have their message played on the air. And some of those messages are of political nature. There's been an attempt to rebrand alternative radio as independent radio. Alternative radio is not independent radio, because when broadcasters pay to have their message heard, that message is designed to influence your behavior. Some broadcasters are in the business of selling things, and their broadcasts are infomercials disguised as talk radio. USA Prepares has no hidden agenda. It is for the purpose of teaching anyone who wants to listen more about preparedness, survival, and how to come out the other side of this mess a little better with the knowledge that we share. USA Prepares, unlike almost every other broadcast, has no sponsors, no advertisers, sells nothing, has no operational website, no social media, no PayPal donate button, accepts no donations, has no hidden agenda, and does not beg for money. I'm going to say that again. USA Prepares, unlike almost every other broadcast, has no sponsors, no advertisers, sells nothing, has no operational website, no social media, no PayPal donate button, accepts no donations, has no hidden agenda, and does not beg for money. 4.5 months ago, on March 11th, I called a host on Republic Broadcasting Network to see if the host planned to talk about the big story. The story of a lifetime, and warn the audience about what was soon to happen. I asked what the host was planning to talk about that evening, and I haven't got a clue. I haven't got a clue, was his response. So I offered to help and be a guest on Republic Broadcasting Network to teach about the burn rate of supplies that we would soon see disappear from the store shelves. How much of what we would need, how fast we would use it. Think of how many cans of beans, corn, and baked beans we would use. And I believe that we would soon, as I believed, we would soon be in a lockdown situation. I was told by that host that he wasn't interested. Instead, about 45 minutes later, that host and another host discussed the COVID-19 fraud, hoax, and the COVID-19 BS. That's their term, BS. During that phone call, I was told that this whole COVID-19 thing would blow over in 3 weeks. That was 4.5 months ago. As of last night, 10% of Americans did not have enough to eat last week. That's 1 in 10 Americans did not have enough to eat last week. As of this moment, there are 4,568,375 infected and 153,848 dead, as reported by the health departments in the United States. Remember a few months ago when President Trump stated in his press conference that we had 15 people infected and zero dead. Reuters just reported yesterday that we are now at 1 death per minute in the United States. Let me say that again. Reuters reported yesterday that we have 1 death per minute from COVID-19 in the United States. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Continuing on with my response to Linda, who started this whole thing about what happened with USA Preparers and Republic Broadcasting Network. So continuing my response to her, just because a person recovers from COVID-19 does not mean that person is not damaged in one or many ways. A recent study found that 78% of even mild COVID-19 cases caused lasting cardiovascular problems. My feelings about COVID-19 may be foreign to some. I believe that it is absolutely real, debilitating, expensive, and for some, deadly. I believe it's man-made, that it originated in communist China, and it violates the Geneva Convention signed by most nations in 1925. The agreements signed after World War I in 1925, banned the use of chemical and biological weapons of war. China signed the Geneva Convention agreements beginning in 1956. That ban included tear gas, which, by the way, is regularly used by the police on We the Villagers. I believe that COVID-19 is and has been used for the control of us, for the enrichment of the controllers, and for the destruction of the United States of America. We have many enemies, both foreign and domestic. Has Republic Broadcasting become the platform for disseminating the opinion that the COVID-19 virus is just a hoax, In many ways, in many ways, that's what it seems to me and others. I don't believe that we are coming back from the coronavirus and the corona panic for at least 20 years. My feelings about the previously mentioned items has remained unchanged since January, day one, when I said it. I continue to say it. CNBC's breaking news this morning is that the U.S. economy fell by the most ever. The GDP is down 32.9%. It's never fallen by that much. That's even more than during the first Great Depression. A Republic Broadcasting Network host said that he would personally lie about needing a mask for medical purposes, indicating that he would claim an exemption for a respiratory disability that he does not have. And he indicated that it's okay to do that. I heard him say it. Is that the same, or is that different from falsifying a DMV application for a handicap license plate or a rearview mirror hang tag in order to park in a handicapped parking space at Walmart? Let me say that again. Is that the same or different from falsifying a DMV application for a handicapped license plate or rearview mirror hang tag in order to park in a handicapped parking space at Walmart? Before we had mask regulations, people were respectful of others and covered their mouths when they coughed or sneezed. Y'all remember those days. It is not okay to violate a store's mask policy. It's not okay to break a coffee shop employee's jaw for being asked to obey a state mask regulation. It is not okay to smoke in someone's house when the owner doesn't smoke. It is not okay to throw cigarette butts on the sidewalk. It is not okay to throw gum out the window of a car. Birds think that gum is food. They eat it and die a horrible death. It's not okay to borrow someone's things without asking. It's not okay to look through someone's things without permission. It's not okay to borrow someone's car without permission. It is not okay to be in the hospital's operating room during surgery without a mask. But it is okay for RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, to discontinue USA Prepares from their lineup for whatever reason or reasons Republic Broadcasting has. RBN has no obligation to continue rebroadcasting USA Prepares. There's no contract of any kind, written nor oral, between USA Prepares and RBN. And likewise, USA Prepares has no obligations to RBN. Additionally, USA Prepares has no contracts nor agreements with any network nor radio stations, because we will not sign one. That's something that's quite unusual in the world of radio. When I was a computer consultant, I didn't have contracts either, because if I did a good job, the client would want to continue using my expertise. If I didn't do a good job, the client should fire me. No client ever fired me. For 18 years of my formal education, I avoided public speaking and being on stage. I've never been trained in broadcasting. But to me, content is king.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.